loading program.
It's time for Loot Update, bitches!
Oh, we will indeed nerd it up, indubitably. Thank you for that intro, Stoddard Blackall. This is a segment we haven't done for a while. By the way, check out Stoddard Blackall's links in our description below. Check out all of our links down there.
Yeah.
Sorry. I asked you a question, I'm like, oh shit, say the other stuff and then move on. But yeah, Stoddy does the music, and you can check him out on his website. Tremendous musician, comedian. Check him out.
Yeah, it's great.
Of course, M&V here. Team A, in your face.
Don't worry, guys. I'm gonna make him stop doing that.
We're edgy, we're hip, and we're cool. Oh man, I'm.
Don't bring me down with you.
Hey, you're supposed to be getting my back. The fuck? Oh yeah, that's right. We're not doing the reaction videos, so we can like curse right up front.
Yep.
Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck you.
Oh. Backfired. Well, we've got some interesting nerd news updates, really. Only kind of two real stories, but they kind of lead us into another topic, which was discussed in our late S review for Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Was Solo a Star Wars story? Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Star Wars.
Solo, Han. Whatever. So we did a review, and at the end we said we were going to talk about how we would try and have an idea of how we could save Lucasfilm and the franchise. Like, we had ideas about it. Like, not that we could. It's just, like, the things that we think they could do as consumers that we'd like.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get to any of that, again, I mentioned before we got the descriptions and the link. We got the descriptions and the links. It's weird. It's going backwards, motherfuckers.
Oh, boy.
We're incepting you. No, we're going to... In the description below, there are links to everything. Everything, including the YouTube channel, which is Simmer Mike. It's my name in a phone book, but angrily said. No exclamation point. Not angry, just loud. Just shouting.
Yeah, just
shouting from a phone book.
What he's trying to say, it is all caps.
All right, so here we go. Got to get time for the update. Time for the nerd news. Time to get to it. No more screwing around. Too late. Too much fiddle fucking around, as per usual. We mentioned Solo at the beginning.
Yep.
Apparently, according to a new report from Collider, Lucasfilm may be placing their plans for more Star Wars spinoffs on hold. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
And instead focusing on the release of Star Wars Episode 9 and the planned trilogy to follow. Now, whether or not that's going to be Rian Johnson's trilogy or the Game of Thrones guys... Because the Game of Thrones guys also have a three-picture deal with Lucasfilm.
Oh,
remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, three-picture deal, three-film trilogy. So they have a franchise, too. So which one is it? Is it going to be Rian Johnson's one, which everyone is kind of really, like divisive about? Or is it going to be the Game of Thrones guys who we know are solid, but it's their first time doing Star Wars? Or are we going to, you know, like, what do we...
I think they might go with the Game of Thrones guys first.
Yeah, right. You know what? Like, they might, but then again, it might be too much of a departure for that kind of shit.
Maybe.
For Star Wars. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I should say I know because I know how we're going to fix it. I have an idea of how we could fix Lucasfilm, but I just don't understand, like, because they've been making some weird decisions lately, and I think the first weird decision they made was kind of releasing Solo early.
Mm-hmm.
Releasing it in May instead of December or November. That was a weird decision, and I don't know why they did that. Was it because Last Jedi spooked them? They got spooked by that, and they kind of jumped the gun? Because it was their first time that they kind of were like, uh-oh, people didn't 1,000% like this. People... kind of were like 75%.
Yeah.
Everyone liked it, but they kind of didn't. What's wrong?
But people will like this. Get it out.
It's Solo. It's everything you want. And everything except lightsabers and Jedi and the Force. But yeah, everything Star Wars. Except no Force. But Star Wars. What? Isn't that just Blade Runner? Sorry.
Isn't that just...
Oh. And Harrison Ford was in that too.
I mean, wouldn't that technically just be Valerian?
You know, I liked Valerian, though.
I liked Valerian, too.
But it got shit on by everybody. the world shit on Valerian, and it didn't deserve that. It was a good movie. I liked it. Give Valerian another chance. Yeah, he's doing a Keanu Reeves impression the whole time. Get past the fucking Keanu Reeves detective from Point Break.
No, that's not what I was talking about, though.
Yeah.
Because there was speculation that Star Wars might have been based off Valerian or inspired by.
Right. Okay, so for those who aren't familiar, Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, the movie is based on a comic book that came out way before Star Wars. It was like even before, I think, Buck Rogers. It was like...
Yeah.
It was like in the 20s even? Like Buck Rogers was in like the 40s or 50s? I'm trying to remember, but it was before that even. It was like this French publication. And the guy who made the movie also did, I believe, The Professional and Fifth Element, a tremendous filmmaker. Mm-hmm. So he grew up with all that stuff, loved it. And, they said that Star Wars got a lot of ideas from Valerian. Tit for tat, potato potato, agree, disagree.
Yep.
Look, everything's inspired by everything. You can't do anything without people saying, oh, that reminds me of this. So it's just we do the comparison game all the time. So what do you think about them saying no more spinoffs? If that's what they're saying, because I don't know, but they're going no more. They're like, that's it. Solo fucked us. No, we're not doing Obi-Wan. We're not doing, what was the other one they were going to do? Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing, I don't know, Darth Maul now. We're going to have a Darth Maul spinoff at some point. I don't know.
I think it's smart.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because I think, like you said, you know, big Star Wars fans were torn with The Last Jedi, and then they weren't huge fans of Solo.
Right.
So... it's a good idea for them to go back to their roots in a sense and focus on the story and the characters that everyone loves,
like the sort of longer story, like the, yeah, because they tried doing the one-offs and they're like, oh man,
mm-hmm.
Our story structure ones where it's like a three-part act with three movies, those do better. And we tried doing two of them, and we tried doing Solo, and it didn't work. We tried doing like a war thing, and it didn't work. If we do a bounty hunter thing with Boba Fett, we're going to be taking another huge risk that's like, God, this could work, or it probably won't. And so you know what? Fuck it. Let's just get the Lord of the Rings, or not Lord of the Rings. Let's get Peter Jackson in here. Actually, I would love
that.
That
would be a good idea.
Do it, Star Wars. Get Peter Jackson immediately.
Or Ridley Scott.
You got J.J. Abrams. Well, Ridley Scott said, like, he's like, Star Wars couldn't handle me. And they couldn't, because, like, the... Because he's Blade Runner, he's Alien, he's the dark side of the sci-fi world, and I don't want him to do Star Wars. I would love it, but I don't want him to.
We would get our first R-rated Star Wars movie.
He created his own sandbox, you know? Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to go over to the neighbor's sandbox. Yeah, it'd be fun for him to come over and play for a little bit, but it'd be weird. It'd be like the creepy kid coming over, being like, what's he doing? He's just sitting there watching us.
It would be like Sid from Toy Story coming over to play with Andy.
Exactly. It's like, you don't want that. Like, Sid needs to stay in his own place and do his own thing. Ridley Scott, just stay with your creepy toys, okay? And just do your own thing. We love it. But don't go into the... I mean, I'm not against it. If it happened, I'd be like, you know what? Okay.
Yeah.
I like to see what Ridley Scott does in Star Wars universe, but I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
I need more alien stuff from him. I love what he's doing with that whole AI thing within the alien universe.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize that the alien is sort of like a bio-engineered weapon, so it's like an AI itself.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't realize that. They think David's the only AI. Sorry. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Damn it. Such a nerdy, nerdy fucking... thing. So I like the spinoffs, but this goes into how I think we could help them. They should do the spinoffs as Netflix originals only. If Solo was a Netflix original only, it would have like, and we mentioned this in the review, it would have slain at what Netflix can do, because you wouldn't have spent all that money in getting it in theaters and advertising in theaters. You would have spent like almost like half the budget of a movie is spent on marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have like, even if it's a $200,000 movie, you only get $100,000 or less. No, sorry, $2,000 movie. It's a $200 million movie.
Mm-hmm.
You get $100 million to market. The other $100 million is going towards the production, and half of that is going towards getting the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're like, damn. And then like there's a portion, like the star wants to get 10 million, so you lose 10 million on the lead, and then they get, and then you try and get profit, but you got to share that with a toy company or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they save all that money from marketing by just putting it on Netflix and streaming it, and they would make it all back.
I agree with you, but tenfold. Still think that they should wait. I think that they should take.
Well, it's too late now.
A lot of time. Well, no, it's not, because rumored for two
for Solo.
More.
It's too late now for, too late Solo, for Solo, but not for moving forward.
I think that they should take a lot of time and a lot of care with this upcoming trilogy and kind of get the faith back from the Star Wars fans, and then do the spin-offs to Netflix, but only after that point.
Okay. You know what? Yeah. I'm fine with that. Honestly, they had plans to do Boba Fett, mm-hmm. and they have a guy directed to that. Most likely they have a script already. Why don't you just turn that into a Netflix thing?
Yeah.
Take it and put it on Netflix. Put it on Amazon streaming or whatever. Have it premiere on, you know, Disney wants to do their own streaming service, you mm-hmm. know? Why don't you start your own streaming service and then premiere all of the spinoff movies on your streaming service?
Yeah.
And then charge people like $50 to join the streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
But then they get all those movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll, for all the ad revenue you put out, you know what I mean? Like, and then you can run ads and shit in between, like 10 second ads.
I think the only spinoff.
Damn it, we figured it out.
The only spinoff that they should or could possibly work on sooner rather than later would be Obi-Wan, just because Ewan McGregor is getting older. So,
well, if you're going to do Obi-Wan, people would love to see it in theaters, but man, sorry, but if they're already playing with the idea of not doing the spinoffs at all, I'm saying don't waste all of the time and money you've spent on developing these. Just divert that into streaming and make it more Netflix online content, because the way things are going, everything's kind of shifting. There's a huge shift in media to everything going into the streaming thing and mm-hmm. going online. If they can start jumping ahead of the game and sort of put these original movie ideas for Star Wars in a streaming context and start upping their game there, they could be ahead of the curve when things switch completely, which I'm assuming will happen. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But if it does, they'll be ahead of the game. And then when everything switches, they'll already like be rocking and rolling with what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be making plenty of money, because this, you would have released Rogue One only on Netflix. It would have been amazing. People would love it. I think they would have been better, and they would have loved it more if they could have watched it in the comfort of their own home and not have spent all that money. And they're still making money off these. Like, look at what Cloverfield Paradox did.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to make that theatrical release, but they realized, you know what? We don't want to spend that money on the budget for it. It won't be successful in theaters. It's a great sci-fi concept, but it doesn't have enough weight for what people want.
Yep. And Bright is another good example of that.
Bright as well. That's another thing that it made like how many millions on Netflix, which was a first.
Bright broke Netflix.
It broke it, and other movies can do that too. I really mm-hmm. think that if Star Wars can kind of get in that field more, like, because they're going to do a TV series with Jon Favreau. They're doing I told you about that in life, but we didn't talk about it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Jon Favreau has, I think, a 2 or 3 season deal for a Star Wars television series that's going to be original ideas from him or something.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, so, which I think is great, and I can't wait for that. I hope he does the Jedi Academy or something.
Should I know who Jon Favreau is?
Yeah.
Oh.
He directed Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
And Elf.
Oh, okay.
And the food truck thing with RDJ. Remember, he's like, I'm a chef in a restaurant, but fuck you, I'm going to have a food truck.
Oh, yeah.
And, uh-huh. and it didn't do well, and then it did well, and then we're happy.
Yay.
Sorry, I spoiled the movie. Good, he's good, though. So Jon Favreau's doing his own Star Wars thing. I think that's great. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. If he's already going to be doing streaming stuff on online, get the spinoffs.
Yeah.
And then you can do more. You can take more risks that way, because instead of spending all that money on marketing something that's a risk, you're not spending that money on marketing something that's a risk. You kind of are. It's just kind of like you do a, like, not even like, a, what is it? how does Netflix even market it? Like, we see a new movie come out on Netflix, and mm-hmm. The trailer comes out like a few weeks before, like 4 or 5 weeks before it comes out, the trailer's dropped.
Well, sometimes I think it depends on the type of thing that they're doing.
No, it's been happening
a lot. I feel like they started marketing at least
6 months.
6 months before,
just about 6 months before.
But that's definitely. I feel like that was a David Ayer thing, but.
Well, then again, they were all smart about it. You know, they were smart about how they approached Bright. You know, they treated it like the way it should have been treated. Like, hey, this is a Hollywood grade film,
mm-hmm.
A-list grade film, but it's premiering on Netflix.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's like an HBO original movie kind of a thing, mm-hmm. where same concept. It's like it's premiering on TV. And they're like, it's not TV, it's HBO. It's like, I agree. I think that Netflix isn't TV.
Yeah, it's different.
It's not TV. It's Netflix. It's not HBO. It's not TV. It's HBO. Mm-hmm. It's different. These things are different. And it's the next logical step in storytelling, because people like episodic storytelling. They also like longer stories being told because people like to binge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do that with Star Wars, but these streaming films, I mean, my God, it would be such a no-brainer, and they'd make so much money, especially off the franchise and the brand that they have and all the characters and the IP. My God. It's like, dude, they would be turning in so much of a profit. It's almost like, why aren't you doing it? I just want to ask them, like, hey, why aren't you guys doing that? Like, but maybe they will now that they realize these spinoffs don't work in theaters. They don't work in theater. They're good, though. Like, even though you didn't really like Rogue One or Solo, like, even though you're not a big fan, like, you, not that you didn't, even though you're... You still like those movies, right? Like,
yeah.
You still liked Solo. You still liked Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
You still liked them.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to see them in theaters, or would you rather have streamed them?
I did stream Rogue One.
Right, yeah.
But I would, yes, I would have rather streamed them.
Interesting. So you rather would, okay. Yeah, I would too. I would rather stream Rogue One, stay home and just watch it. Like, not to say that, like, would I have done that with The Last Jedi? I'm like, No. Like,
no.
Well, why? If you had the option to see it at home or in theaters? Because like, that's something you'd want to see with a group of people.
Yeah.
Like, for the first time. That would mm-hmm. be a really cool thing to see.
And that was a great experience,
and it
too.
Was. It was totally cool. Even though again, people were divided. I still think that what they should do is focus on this new trilogy. And here's something I'm going to say that is probably going to piss off a lot of people. When George Lucas did the original trilogy,
mm-hmm.
he wrote a lot of it, but a lot of it was done with director of photography. Lawrence Kasdan also helped direct one of them. He worked on a committee for each one of these films. It wasn't always just one entire, like, it wasn't just all one person
mm-hmm.
for each Star Wars movie. It was always a group of people working together. When George Lucas went off to do the prequels alone, he basically did it all on his own with just dictating everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw how that turned out.
Yeah.
Now we had Rian Johnson, and he went on this film, and he dictated everything. He wrote the script, he directed it, he had final say on all of it, everything. And look what happened.
Well, I mean, I think he should...
Work with people.
Direct. Well, I think he should work with people,
I think he shouldn't just have...
Should,
I don't think he should have total creative control. Again, he should just work in more producing
I think he
capacity.
Should direct it, more Star Wars movies, because at the end of the day, regardless how people feel about the story itself, it was a beautiful movie.
It was. I liked it. I don't have any problem with it. I mean, what did I give it? Like, out of 10? It was like 8? I give it an 8.5.
I think so.
I give it like an 8.5, maybe more. So I enjoy... I mean, I rewatched it. We actually mm-hmm. rented it and rewatched it, and yeah, I fast forward through a lot of the stuff. Like,
go find our Last Jedi review if you haven't listened to that.
Yeah, we just go on and on about how we were just confused about it.
And then put in the comments what.
But when I rewatched it, but here's the thing: I did when I rewatched it, I did fast forward a lot.
Yeah.
I don't normally do that. If I like a movie, I'll just sit down and watch the whole thing, depending on the movie. But this one, I fast forward through a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no.
Fast forwarded through the porgs. You didn't like the porgs. I love the porgs.
I just wanted to get to all the good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Porgs were okay, but it was like they were filler until I got to Luke. So now the question is, so what should they do? I'm like, it's not that I don't think they should entirely not work with Rian Johnson. I just don't think you should let him take a full 100% creative control again.
Mm-hmm.
I think his directing style is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I loved Looper, and I loved the way Last Jedi looked. I just felt if he had worked with somebody else on the script, And instead of him just being all like in his own little like universe with his Star Wars toys, just kind of like telling the stories, like, it's a story I want to tell. It's like, well, George Lucas, when he wrote the scripts, he was telling the stories that he wanted to tell, but he also was listening to input from other people and saying, oh, well, if that doesn't, like, if George Lucas would have had it his way, the original A New Hope that he released without having his wife at the time make the edits would have been shit. Brian De Palma watched it back in the day. Steven Spielberg, all these guys, they're all film school buddies. And they're like, what is this? This doesn't work. This isn't, what are you doing? Like, yeah. What is this? This is incoherent. It doesn't make sense. Why are we starting here? And then his wife at the time made all the edits and then released it. And it was this huge epic.
Yeah, and it was hard enough getting it to happen in the first place.
So I think what we have here is another scenario where you have a guy who is of a George Lucas caliber that just needs to be, instead of like, the thing we couldn't do with George Lucas was we couldn't tell him to listen to other people and work with other people in a group. Because after a while, he wanted to take it all over. What we can do with Rian Johnson is say, hey, look, man, you're good at what you do. We love it. But there's just, you're off a little bit for some people. So why don't you work with Lawrence Kasdan, like George Lucas worked with Lawrence Kasdan, and why don't you two develop a good fucking movie? And don't piss everybody off. And work with Lawrence Kasdan, the guy who wrote some of the best Star Wars shit. Why are you ignoring him? Like, why are you not working with this guy? This is, like, why... It doesn't make sense. It's like, hey, the guy who wrote and helped direct Empire Strikes Back is available. No, let's give it to the Looper guy. Let's give it to Rian Johnson and let him do whatever he wants. How many movies has he directed? About two or three. And we're letting him take on, like, one of the biggest Star Wars movies ever? Yeah. And this is what happens. And this is what happens. You know? And I think they're realizing that. And I hope that if they move forward with a new trilogy, they let him, you know, they don't let him, but they kind of say, hey, Rian, guess what? You need to play with other people now. Like, yeah. You're good at what you do, but now you need to play with a writer. You need to play with a director of photography. You need to play with some producers. You got to play with casting directors. You got to be a little bit more. You can't be so controlling on this. And it's not that I don't think he was. I think that they just gave him complete control, and I think they're realizing they shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And I think that's where all these weird decisions came from. I don't think they should completely get rid of the prequels. Not prequels. I don't think. Look, don't get rid of the prequels. They're great. There's a purpose for everything. It's Star Wars. No, I think they just. I don't think you have to. I don't think you have to get rid of the spinoffs. I think you can just divert them into streaming. But again, that's the point I've been saying the entire time. And you think. And you think that we should just focus more on the anthology stories for the movies?
No, I agree with you. I just think the clearly the spinoffs are being put on the back burner, which I agree with. And then, so I agree with both sides. I don't think they should not do the spinoffs at all, but I think they need to wait and focus on the trilogy. And then when they do the spinoffs, they should be streaming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think we need to have them released in between.
No.
I think what they're doing, Star Wars is more of like, instead of like being like Star Trek, which is kind of, it feels more commercial. Like, hear me out. Star Wars is commercial, but Star Trek is a bit more user-friendly. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, there's more of a federation. There's more of like a whole government organization around it. It's more organized. It's not about rebels. It's like you're in the Empire when it's Star Trek. You're a part of the Empire, but they're not bad guys. They're good guys in Star Trek. The Empire, that's how you look at it. The Empire are the good guys in Star Trek. It's like Star Trek seems more, yeah, it's like McDonald's versus Denny's. Is that, I mean, they're both commercial.
It's like McDonald's versus Red Robin.
Yeah, or McDonald's versus like IHOP, I don't know, or IHOP or whatever IHOP. The fuck it is now. Like McDonald's versus like, yeah, it's fast food, but it's not about sitting down really. But it like, but the other place is fast food, but it is kind of about sitting down and having more. It's like a TGI Fridays. There we go. It's It's like a McDonald's versus a TGI Fridays. Star Trek is going to be consistently shit and good when you go mm-hmm. get it, but it's not always going to be great, but you know it's going to be what you want. With TGI Fridays, same thing, but it's a step above.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's my comparison for Star Wars. Is it's just a step above other sci-fi, so you don't have to release something every year for it. You can wait a few years. You can let it sit and marinate.
Exactly.
Like a steak would marinate.
That's
you know?
My...
Sorry, it took me a long way to get
there,
but I got
there.
See,
you went the fast food comparison route.
Sorry.
I'm going a different route.
I'll go for it.
If Disney and Lucasfilm is not careful, they're going to make the same mistakes that DC is making.
Oh, shit.
Because Batman versus Superman came out. It was bad. DC panicked.
Oh my
they
God.
Rushed Suicide Squad.
You hear
Suicide
that?
Squad was slightly better, but everyone said it was rushed. It was too rushed.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman came out. Everybody loved it. It was amazing. It was great.
Wow.
Then they
yeah.
rushed Justice League. Justice League didn't do well.
Oh.
So with Star Wars, people liked The Force Awakens, correct?
Oh, yeah. People
yeah,
loved
okay.
it because
people,
it wasn't prequels. So
well, yeah.
mainly,
people
but yeah.
loved The Force Awakens. So then they did The Last Jedi. Last Jedi made a lot of money, but
yes.
people were lukewarm to it. So they
lukewarm. Sorry.
So pun God. Intended. So
nice.
Disney panicked and rushed Solo.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And
oh, no. You're right. They're falling into the same pattern. You're
they're falling
absolutely right.
The
they're falling
same
the DC pattern.
Pattern
of failure. I'm sorry.
So what...
not
and
failure.
Not,
DC pattern of misdirection. Sorry.
And what people... What both Disney and DC are not listening to from the fans, all they're hearing is, give us better movies now.
Mm.
But that's not it. That's not what it is. This movie wasn't very good because it was rushed.
Yeah. yeah.
So they need to slow down
you know,
and take
I
a
think
step
you've,
back.
You've struck a nerve on that, like a hardcore point, is that everyone's trying to overthink it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's sitting around overthinking it. And we kept saying over and over again, if they just would have waited till December and spent more time adjusting and
mm-hmm.
tweaking, we would have had a better situation like with the first Star Wars when George Lucas' wife at the time sat down and edited.
Except Marvel. Marvel is hanging out at IHOP.
Yeah, Marvel's just... Marvel runs IHOP. IHOP. Is it International House of Burgers now?
I don't know. I
what
no
is
clue.
Going on?
I
what the
know.
Fuck happened? Did we step through an alternate dimension portal at some point? What the
I
fuck?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, I guess that brings us to the point is that... So what are their plans? Like, we don't actually know. I mean, like, Collider dig deeper into the matter, and the rumored Obi-Wan Kenobi spinoff had been in active development, but it's now dead, apparently, after many who are working on the project have moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And continuing down the line, James Mangold's Boba Fett movie might as well be thrown into a Sarlacc pit. Hey, waka waka, nerd jokes, love it. Because it's fucked. It's big time fucked. Solo is currently at $341.9 million worldwide gross, but that's way behind Rogue One. Just $100 million behind Rogue One's $424 million, and that's only 4 weeks. That's its take after only 4 weeks, Rogue One. We don't know what the studio's plans are currently. It remains to be unseen. I mean, there's several Star Wars-related projects coming up. There's a lot of concerns about Rian Johnson's trilogy. I've mentioned that, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
A planned television series from Game of Thrones producers, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. So that's coming up, too.
Maybe Rian Johnson should direct the Game of Thrones people's movie.
But, I mean, this is all, again, if all this report is, like, legit... You know, we've given our thoughts already on it. If all of this is legit, we've basically given our thoughts on it. So
mm-hmm.
should Lucasfilm continue with their plan and not let a bump in the space ways or two deter them? Should they just keep doing the spinoffs? We didn't actually talk about that. Like, should they just keep doing them?
Well, I said that.
Like,
I said
no. I mean, like they had Kenobi, like they had Boba Fett planned, and then they were going to release that. Should they just keep doing it and just release it anyway and say fuck it?
No, I think they should wait. If they're going to do it, they should wait.
But if they are going to do it, how could they do it and still profit off of it? That's the other thing we didn't even consider is what if they just plowed through and said, fuck it, let's try it anyway, like DC.
Like DC.
Like DC, let's do it anyway.
No, because Disney is smarter than that, we hope.
Wait. You don't even want to hear that. You don't even want to think about them trying to put a Boba Fett movie out in theaters.
I don't want them thinking about spinoffs.
What if they made a really good one and it was good and people liked it?
Well, then it'll still be really good and people will like it after they focus on the trilogy.
So I guess they shouldn't stay on the path they have ahead of them. They should change course and readjust and adapt and improve.
Yes.
All right. Moving along. Speaking of Disney, let's move to a different part of the Disney division. Instead of focusing on the specific Lucasfilm, let's go to all of Disney. And let's talk about how Disney is trying to purchase a little company from a funny little Australian gentleman called Fox.
Okay.
Yep.
They're just buying everybody, aren't they?
Okay, so here's the scoop, y'all. And I got it. I got the scoop for you, like Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, boy.
Check this shit out, me. All right, so originally Disney had offered Fox a staggering $64 billion with a B. Like, let me repeat that. It's like a $64 billion, I think, or $52 billion. So Disney said, hey, Fox. And Fox is like, what? And like, we'll give you $52 billion with some... no stock options. There were no stock options, actually. And Fox is like, okay, well, we'll have to talk about it, but that sounds great. We're pretty much going to do it. But yeah, and then out of nowhere, Comcast swoops in and goes, fuck you. We're going to do it for $65 billion. I thought Comcast was offering stock options as well. They weren't. Disney is offering stock options.
And so that was Disney's counteroffer.
No. Disney's original offer. And again, I'm sorry. This is how confusing this shit is. Like, I even know it, and I'm still confused. So Disney has offered $52 billion plus stock options to purchase Fox.
Okay.
However, Comcast has offered $65 billion. Cash. Let me repeat that. If you're wondering, what does that mean? Is that just like funny Wall Street business talk for like cash as in like checks? No, money. Cash as in like paper, dollar bills, maybe green notes. I don't know, like blue notes, whatever they're called. Yeah.
Who is Comcast right now? What?
They're acting like gangsters kind of actually. They're like, hey, we'll give you some crates of money.
Al like, Capone running Comcast? What's happening?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I know it'd be nice to get that money in the stock options, but we'll give you cash now, motherfucker. It's like, oh, shit. And so now Fox is like, well, we'd like a little bit more of an offer from Disney now. And they said that publicly. They kind of went public and said, hey, Disney, if you want to offer us more, we'd like more competition. So Fox is acting like the special lady that the boys are going after. It's, I don't know what you call it, like the famous cartoon where you've got the two cats or the two dogs and they're going after the girl dog or the girl cat and they're fighting each other to get her and then she goes off with the dweeb or something, which I always like that personally, but regardless. Yeah, so it's like that basically, is that Fox is sort of like sitting there being like, okay, you want me? But you want me? Who's going to be my suitor, you know? And they're so busy fighting each other that no matter what, Fox is going to run away like a bandit. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
That being said, which massive corporation do you think should purchase Fox? Who do you think should get it?
Disney.
Stock options.
No.
That's all I can think about. Think about it. That is money that keeps on giving. That money and it never stops.
Just offers aside, if you just told me that Comcast and Disney were competing to buy Fox, I would say Disney.
Well, in general, it just makes sense because they're doing Marvel anyway, and then Fox owns the rest.
They're like Disney,
X-Men and Deadpool and all the rest. So
as of now, is an empire that doesn't seem to have an end. A growing empire that doesn't seem to have an end. Whereas Comcast,
you mean Disney does?
Disney, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you said Fox. Whereas, see, I'm getting confused, damn.
Whereas Comcast, I hate to say it, cable's kind of dying out.
That's why they want to buy Fox so bad. That's why they're offering cash. Like, we'll give you cash, we'll suck your dick, please just give us Fox, man. And they're just like, no. no, we want the stock options. We want this. Like, Comcast is trying so hard because, yeah, I think you're right. They realize things are kind of switching. We mentioned earlier in the Nerd Update that there is a switch. Things are kind of changing. Mm-hmm. There is a tide change, and it's happening slowly, and it's going to streaming.
The only way that Comcast can compete with anyone else is if they drop cable and start their own streaming service along with high-speed internet. Basically, I'm saying that for the long term, Comcast isn't a contender with Disney, so Fox needs to go with Disney.
True. I mean, if you were going to ask me, what do you think is the better offer? And it's like, look, $52 billion with stock options versus $65 billion cash.
The stock options is also a better deal.
I mean,
deal.
I'm like, look, if it was just $52 billion, no stock options, I'd be like, well, you want to take the $65 billion cash. But you have these stock options. I mean, my God, like, that's in Disney owning your, like, you sell Disney your stuff. And then they're like, here's $52 billion. Now we're going to take your stuff and we're going to make money from it. And we're going to give you a percentage of that money.
For life.
For the rest of your life. And we're going to do a really good job with it. And then if we sell it, you're still going to get a percentage and still make money off of who we sell it to.
Yeah.
Like, what? Fucking what? Like, okay, yeah. What? Sign me up twice. What do I got to do?
Yeah.
Like, and that's it. Like, you're done. I mean, like, but Comcast, they have a, I mean, that $65 billion cash, though, that makes me nervous. Because it's easy to take cash and kind of go away. You know what I mean? It's easy for a company to take $65 billion cash and sort of, that money sort of disappears, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No paper trail with cash, as it were. He's like, you mean I get cash?
If they buy Fox, does that mean they get FX too?
I think so. Is that a subsidiary of the Fox Corporation or whatever?
I think so. I think Fox Corporation has like three different channels.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, they're rich. They're all rich and they're all going to just give each other money.
Yeah.
Get gross with each other. Scrooge McDuck in it naked. It's going to be horrible.
That got weird.
Yeah.
So basically, we both agree that Disney...
Yeah. Well, it just makes sense. But, you know, Comcast is desperate. They're desperate. And, you know, they may keep... They may even offer...
Which is another reason if something Fox crazier. Is smart, they'll realize that Comcast is desperate. And there is a reason for that desperation.
Yeah,
and it might not work out for them later.
Yeah. It is very much like the girl cat or the boy... Sorry, the girl cat or the girl dog trying to choose between the two different ones. There is the bad boy. It's like, hey, do I go with the bad boy that I know is going to be like a good time right away? Or do I go with the safe one that's going to provide for me in the future? It's totally... God damn it. Yeah, I'm playing the dating game in my head, aren't I? I'm not actually doing business. This is me playing the dating game in my head. Fuck. How about this? We'll say this. Comcast should just sell all of their shit to Disney.
I don't necessarily agree with that either.
Why not? Why not let Disney take it all over?
Well, because
United States of Disney.
As of right now, Disney doesn't have any like real competition.
Yeah.
In terms of everything that they're doing.
Who
I mean,
do they,
when it comes to Disney animated stuff, yeah, they have Pixar.
Maybe porn.
Do they own Pixar now too?
I think porn competes with Disney. I think the only other type of entertainment that can compete with Disney is probably
is
pornography
porn.
Because it's a $1 trillion industry.
Yeah, but the only
video games.
Downside.
Sorry, video games could probably beat it because it's like $60 a game. Sorry.
The only downside that I can see with Disney owning everything is eventually, in theory, there's potential for Disney to fail. And if Disney fails, then it takes all of those other companies down with them.
Yeah, that's true. It doesn't take much for a chain reaction to bring down an empire, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we've seen it happen before with different companies.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So,
I never thought Blockbuster would go out of business.
Yeah. Like, as of right now, I think Disney making these moves is a really good thing.
Right.
But in the long term, they're going to want to watch it unless they have a real solid plan.
I don't know. Things are
Which,
good,
I mean,
things
Disney
are changing.
Has been around for what? All over 100 years?
Probably,
almost 100 years
I don't
at
know.
This point.
I think Disney
so
was around
they're
since
doing
before.
Something right, clearly.
Disney was probably here since before America.
Well, no.
It's probably Walt Disney was like in a hut somewhere. Just like, oh, hey, there's everybody. Let's go. I don't know why he's in a hut. He's in a bungalow?
I don't understand.
A cave? Somewhere. He's somewhere drawing Mickey Mouse ears on a wall. And Disney's always been around, probably. Feels like it now.
Yeah.
They'll probably rewrite history.
What? Snow White is like the oldest Disney movie, and it came out in like the 30s.
It came out in 1493, the year after Columbus got to America. Disney's been around forever. Fuck. So I guess Disney should just own everything and run everything creatively, right?
That's where we land.
Just one big old corporate monopoly for all entertainment, and it should just be under the Disney banner.
Disney should own everything.
It's pretty funny when you buy something and then you look down, you see the Disney logo. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was there.
This is random.
It's like you got a toothbrush and it says Colgate, and then it's like, then it's smaller letters. You look at, what, Disney? Disney Colgate? What? Do they own? Yeah, Colgate's a division of the Disney brand, which is also the branch of.
Wait, but is it though, or are you just making an example?
I'm making an example because I don't know. It very well could be. We could be owned by Disney. I don't even know if that's possible.
I kind of want to go look at my toothbrush now.
Right? Check the bottom of your foot. Does it say Disney?
I think the bottom of my foot would say Andy.
Yeah. Oh,
Disney
shit, Andy's
would pull
here.
Some shit like
and
that.
Drop. Yeah. One company owning all of entertainment? All of entertainment?
But they don't own all of entertainment.
What if Disney bought the porn industry?
That would be weird.
It's already weird. They already make, you see the R-rated movies that came out that Disney produced, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like Natural Born Killers. Holy shit. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. I just threw that out there. Silence of the Lambs. A Disney Pixar.
It would be so much funnier if they actually, like, Disney, like, actually owned up to that, and you had like the Disney logo before the movie.
Oh god, they instead of like being quiet about being a producer on an R-rated movie, it's like,
just
yeah, Tinkerbell
Disney.
Tinkerbell comes out. You're like, oh fuck, what is this?
What? Are we in the right theater?
That would throw everyone off. They'd be like, is this, what is going on?
I thought
here?
This was 50 Shades of Grey.
Sixth Sense was a Disney movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this Sixth Sense was a Disney movie. I think the Disney logo even popped up before it. Or it was like, it showed the castle, but the sun was setting. It's like, yeah, it's not going to be a happy kingdom now, motherfucker. Get ready to see some dead people, bitch. That's the Sixth Sense.
I want to watch.
Not that it's not a spoiler. Haley Joel Osment is about 75 now, so I don't think it's a spoiler what happens in that movie. He's
boy.
A big bearded Santa looking fellow.
Yeah, he is.
Haley Joel Osment.
Mm-hmm.
He should be in a Star Wars movie.
His sister's hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Super hot.
Look out, internet. Great. Look what you've done.
Google Emily Osment.
Don't you dare. We're not doing that. But I will say this. If you have to choose between a company that's sort of on the outs or it feels like it's old-fashioned and a company that's sort of on the cutting edge and is pleasing everybody on all fronts lately.
Yeah.
You know, as a consumer, it would make more sense to say, I would like to have the surefire thing.
Yes.
But it's also bad because you need competition in a marketplace because competition is ultimately better for the consumer and it ultimately causes things to change and grow and more progress, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, if another company is just out of touch and not capable, I'd rather have Disney, a company that's really succeeding.
Exactly.
Like, take it over. It just makes more sense. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, Fox is going to do whatever Fox wants. So we'll see how that goes.
Hasn't this been going on for a while? This back
in,
and forth
in
with
internet
Disney and
terms,
Fox?
In internet terms, it's been about 10 years. But in reality, it's been about a few weeks.
Never mind.
Not 10 weeks, less than 10 weeks, it feels like. No, in the internet world, this is a saga that's been going on for eons.
Huh.
In comparison to how much information you get every day. It's ridiculous. It's like, it's relevant and then it's not. In the same moment. You're up, then you're down. You're left,
yep.
Then you're right. You're in, you're out.
What are you doing?
You're up and you're down. No, I was going to sing, what is it, Katy Perry?
Mm-hmm.
My brain has been melted by all of the business talk, you know.
A lot of stuff has happened.
It's interesting because we were talking about all the creative elements and, mm-hmm. and talking about what they could do creatively. But now we've gotten more into the business side of the Nerd Update, which is something we don't usually do. But because these companies all own properties that, like, basically they're the umbrella corporation, not to get Resident Evil but they're the literal umbrella corporations for all of the properties we enjoy and love. So it's important to know what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
You should
That's
know where
true.
They're coming from and where they're going and who's dealing with them, because that might influence the trajectory of certain projects and their stories. Maybe it could be affected to a degree, but
mm-hmm.
it's all good because hopefully Disney will own everything. Oh God, I'm scared and excited. So I guess out of all of the stuff we've discussed today, what sticks out to you the most about everything?
Star Wars.
What? Did you say Star Wars?
Yeah.
In general? Just Star Wars?
Our ideas for how... Our suggestions for Lucasfilm and Disney. That is what is standing out to me.
You think that those are...
Specifically.
Oh, yeah. So that's... Because, well, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, granted, because we that's what we would personally like to see. But I think a lot of people might agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know necessarily. I'd like to think so, but... That's just because I'd like to see things at home more.
Mm-hmm.
And the only movies I like to go out and see anymore are kind of like sci-fi movies or superhero movies.
Otherwise,
I don't really like to go to the movies anymore. Is that bad? Is it bad that we don't want to go to the movies anymore because they're...
Only certain movies.
Like, we only want to go see sci-fi. We only want to go see horror. We only want to go see action. But then there's nothing else in between. Like, well, I'd rather watch that at home.
Mm-hmm.
That... I remember I saw Gladiator in theaters. If Gladiator came out now, I would watch it at home.
Well, yeah, but Gladiator is still an action movie.
Yeah, but I'd still want to watch it at home because it's not Star Wars.
Wasn't Gladiator like 3 hours long?
Yeah, it was about 2 hours and 45 minutes. And then Ridley Scott goes and yells at the Blade Runner movie and says it's too long.
Next Blade Runner movie we are watching at home.
Next Blade Runner movie better be 30 minutes.
No, well, I'm not saying
owe
that.
Us. You owe us. No, I'm kidding. Better be 45, an hour and 45, flat. Hour 45, flat.
Yeah, but you know what they're going to do if they give us an hour and 45 minute Blade Runner movie?
3 hour cut.
It's just going. 3 hour
cut,
no,
extended edition.
Just, it's going to be an hour and 45 minute long horse scene.
No.
Wooden horse scene.
No. One long hour and 45 wooden horse scene. And that's going to do it for this nerd update.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in yet again. Let us know what you think, I guess. No.
Do it.
I want you to.
Let us know.
I challenge you. I don't challenge you. Please. Just, if you want to leave a comment, that'd be great. We'd like to get your feedback. Also, check out Simmer Mike. That's the YouTube channel. We do reactions and shit there. It's not shit. It's good times, good stuff.
All the good stuff.
All of it. And funness. Also, check out the reviews that we do and the other nerd updates. There are some other stories that, honestly, sometimes we get a hold of these projects, and these are things that are going to come out like months later, even a year or so later, and somehow we got... talking about it months ago. So you can literally go back, and if you see any articles or anything that pops up, it can easily be applicable to what's going on currently or things that aren't even out yet. So, but we also try and do like more of the current stuff as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, check out the reviews, check out everything else. Instagram
@team_awesomeinc.
We got a tease for a Marvel exhibit coming up.
Yes, we do.
We went to a Marvel touring exhibit, and really cool stuff was there.
Mm-hmm.
Got to talk about one superhero that I enjoy wears Crocs. I had no idea. They kind of have Crocs built into their costume.
Yep.
I never knew that one wore Crocs. Who is it? Is it Spider-Man? No, it's not. Is it somebody else? Maybe. So tune in.
Yeah.
All right. Description has all the stuff below.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up. Yeah.